Hey guys, welcome to our channel. My name is Pastor Sam and I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. It's 2025, can you believe it? We are here, but in this year we are expecting more and more from God. In Psalm 115 verse 14 it says, "The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children." So this year you can expect more glory, more power, more faith, come on guys, more anointing, more of God's goodness in your life. Expect miracles, expect breakthroughs, expect stubborn areas of your life to shift and change. Not only you, you and your children, the entire family comes along for more and more. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the book of Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9 and verse 1. Hallelujah. And this morning I'm going to speak to you about exousia brings forth dunamis. We go from exousia to dunamis. Hallelujah. Mighty God, I pray God will talk to somebody today. Amen. You ready? 9:1. Then he called, he is Jesus, right? Then Jesus called his 12 disciples how? Together. He called them how? Together. And give them power and authority over how many? How many? How many? All what? All demons. Right? Or some of your Bible have different writing and say devils. Devils are demons. There's not multiple devils as per Satan. But devils means demons, right? Then he called them together and give them power and authority over all demons and to do what? To do what? Oh my God. You're telling me that's true. We're going to see it's true. And he sent them to what? Preach the kingdom of God. Now, we can't subscribe to one part and leave the other part out. It is easy to subscribe to. All right, so let me just share for those who are new. When we read the word, we stand, right? So if you're becoming a part of Faith Church, you know, when we're in the word, we honor the word of God. Amen? Because he said, I put my word above my name, meaning nothing in here is going to return void, but it shall accomplish what it has been sent for to accomplish. Amen? Praise God. All right, good. So, we can't subscribe to half. I said we're going to preach the kingdom and not heal the sick. We got our faith for both because he commissioned us to do both. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. And we give you the praise. I pray that you'll open up our understanding. Let glory fill our lives. Let the anointing break yokes and fetter. Let limitations fall off today. I pray this church will be a powerful church. Every person that stands here and watching online, I pray power will come to you today. Because God has called you to be powerful. I pray that you will not walk weak any longer, but you'll walk strong. After the word is marinated into your spirit, I pray Holy Ghost, you'll do a work today. Let the glory of God turn up in us. Let it turn up in us today. Let it turn up in us in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise and we give you the thanks for all you have done and all you're going to do. Somebody say, all you're going to do. Say, thank you for what you will do today. Thank you for what you have done and what you will do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Praise God. So, it says, Jesus called them and he called the 12 together. Now, before we get into exousia and we get into dunamis, I want you to see the fact that Jesus called his disciples together. He did not call them separately to the work of the ministry. He called them together to do the work of God. And it is very important that in the church that there is unity. That there is oneness of mind. One agenda. One purpose. So the Lord called them and he gave to them. He committed to them power and authority to do the work of God. The word of God says in the book of Corinthians that we are the body of Christ. Who are we? We are the body of Christ. Romans 12 also tells us. It says, just as each of us has one body with many members, and not all members have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many are yet one body. So if God gives someone a gift of prophecy, it is for the body. If he gives someone the gift of healing, it is for the body. If he gives someone the gift of faith, it is for the body. What did Jesus did? He called them together. He called them how? Together. We can be in the same room and still not be together. Did you hear what I just said? We can be in the same room and still not be together. But I want to tell somebody, look at your brother and your sister, say, we're together. Look at them, say, we're in this together. We're in this. We are part of the family of God. I cannot disconnect my hand from my body and it functions. If I cut off my leg, as strong as this leg is nothing without the body. So I cannot separate it. Sometimes the enemy seeks to isolate us from the body of Christ. But I want you to stare the devil down and say, not me, devil. You're not going to have me. I'm going to be a part of what God has, the body that God has called me to. And that's the body of Christ. You know what? When you look at the church and even other churches, we might be here as an individual congregation, but we are a part of the church of Jesus Christ. We're a part, the church down the road, and the church in New York, the church in New Jersey, the church in Connecticut, the church in Jamaica, the church in Trinidad, the church over in if there's a church in Iran, which we know there are many, the church, we're a part of them. We are not a part of a separate body. But I want to talk to those of you that are sitting in front of me. It is time that we act as if we're a part of the church. It is time that we have the drive to see the church built. It's time that we get passionate for the work of God. Fit yourself in and say, what can I do in the work of the Lord? How do I fit into the work? Where can I serve? Where can I serve? What can I lift a chair? Can I sweep the floor? Man, can I help to clean the wall? Whatever. We start simple. But everything has to be done. The Bible says, he that is faithful with little will become faithful over much. We have to see ourselves as a part. Somebody say a part. Of the body. We have to see ourselves as a part of the body of Christ. Because the enemy will tell you that you're saved and you're going to heaven is good. But don't do nothing for God. Don't do anything. You see the church? Don't bother with the church people. Sister sitting next to you, she don't even like you. He's going to tell you all these lies. Oh, they don't even care about you at the church. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Because the devil is what? The father of lies. So let's see ourselves as a part of the body. And whatever, now let me show you this. Whatever gifts and whatever talents you have, it is for the body. If you can sing, you sing to encourage the body. If you have a good word in your mouth, you use it to build someone up. If you got a good hug, you give a nice warm hug. You got a good smile, you give that smile. You don't know who you're picking up when you smile. But you might say, oh, it's just a smile. You know, when some people give me a nice smile, I tell them, I love your smile. Some people, when they smile with you, it's like they hit your belly. Anybody ever had one of those? Yeah, like when these people smile with you, man, it's like they have an anointing. No? You guys don't know what I'm talking about? You need to find a good smiler. Say, Lord, reveal that smiler to me. Yeah, some people, when they smile, you could see like it's so pure and it's a nice. It's not a kind of smile. Not that. That's what I'm talking about. That's a dirty smile. Amen? But there's some people that they're blessed with a nice smile. And it shows the condition of their heart. But Jesus called them together. And he released to them the power of the kingdom. You see, I'm going to tell you another trick the enemy gives you. When you see anointing in your life, you start to feel above the rest. And pride comes in. Pride comes in. Because now you're seeing manifestations of glory in your life. But whose glory is it? It is not your glory. Whose anointing? It's not your anointing. It is not your gifting. It is God that placed it within you. So your giftings must be used for the glory and for the honor of God. Let all things. You see, when you can pray good, it's easy to get puffed up because other people can't pray. When you can sing good, it's good, it's easy to get puffed up because they can't sing. Where is that? When you can preach good. When you can preach good, boy, mic, nobody can't touch me, you know. They can't touch me. Boy, when I hold the mic, it's fire. No. Anybody ever hear people talk like that? Yes. That's carnality. And the carnal man cannot receive the things. God will use you. God will use you, but you will never get to the level you have to get to. You're going to preach great in a box. And nobody's ever going to hear you. Because pride brings people low. I said pride brings people who can cook. Oh, forget it. I'll cook the best. Nobody can cook like me. Be careful. Whatever you are blessed with, it's for the benefit of those around you. He said, I will bless you and I'm going to make you a blessing. So if you're blessed today, use whatever God has. Don't wait to have a lot. Don't wait to have a lot to be a blessing. Be a blessing right where you are. Amen? So we are into body ministry. Wherever there is unity, God commands blessings. Wherever there is unity, God commands blessings. And not only temporary blessings, it is eternal blessings. He says he commands the blessings and life forevermore. So the blessing will move from your generation and it will be life to the next generation and to the next generation. Watch your life. Watch how you live your life. Watch how you deal with your brothers and your sisters in the church. The Bible says, esteem them above yourself. When you see them, don't look down on them. Don't look down on them. Because the way you treat them, that's how you treat God. He said, whatever you do to any of these, who you do it to? Unto me. So be mindful, be careful, and let unity prevail. Because unity brings what? Blessings. Unity brings favor. Unity brings increase. The Bible says, and that isolation spirit, get rid of it. The isolation mindset, get rid of it. It's going to kill you. And number one, it is unbiblical. It is unbiblical. There is no I. There is no I. Amen? There is no I. Look here. Matthew 18, 19 says, again I say to you that if two of you shall agree on, where? Earth, concerning anything that they ask, anything that they ask, it will be what? Done for who? For them. So when you are praying and your sister get the breakthrough, both of you get the breakthrough. Yeah, you understand that? Don't look at it, oh Lord, I've been praying so long and I prayed with other people and they get their breakthrough. Where's my breakthrough? Rejoice for other people's breakthrough. Rejoice when somebody walks through an open door. Rejoice when somebody gets elevated. Rejoice when somebody's getting blessed. Rejoice when somebody get a raise of pay. Rejoice when somebody get a new job. Rejoice when somebody get a new car. Rejoice when they get a new apartment. Rejoice when they get a new house. Rejoice when they get their degree. Rejoice when their business is doing well. Are you with me? Get rid of the me, myself, and I. That is a devil.
mindset of the world. Get rid of it. He said, two shall agree as such, and it shall be done. Mark 6 to 7. And he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out. How? Two by two. The same 12 that he gave power and he gave authority. How did he send them out? He didn't say, oh, Peter, you're so anointed. Oh, Peter, I've given you the Holy Ghost. Oh, Peter, I've given you power to do miracles. Go! No, that doesn't mean God can't use you if you're alone. But in the understanding of how spiritual things work, when two of you show up, it's a level of authority that the demons can't match. Are you with me? They can't match. That's it. They can't match it. This mic don't like over there. He don't like me coming close to you guys. This mic has an isolation spirit. I bind it up. I command you to like people. I'm just kidding. Yeah. So we have to work together. He took them two by two. Two by the principle is laid down in the word for us to copy it and live it out. It's for us to understand it, digest it. You come to Faith Church, get somebody, say, can I have your number? Yeah, these days people don't want to give. You're in the church. You hear what I said? Yes. I say you're in the church. Amen. I say you're in the church. Amen. This is the church. This is not the world. This is not the club. Amen. Hello? Amen. This is nobody planning to steal. Nobody planning to thief. If you plan to thief, God cut off your hand. Amen. God caused your hand to wither. You know, like that? Remember Ananias and Sapphira? Yes. They were thieves. Yes. And they came and they lied. And the Bible said they dropped dead. The man died first. Then when the lady came, she came with her lying tongue. He said, the same guys that take out your husband, they're waiting for you. You're going up, dead. So be careful. Don't have evil imaginations. They will destroy you. Sin is a destroyer. Don't have evil intentions for anybody. I said, don't have evil intentions. Don't seek to rob nobody in the church. Don't seek to milk nobody. Don't seek to say, I could call them and tell them sad story. They give me the money. The Lord will deal with you. I said, the Bible says his eyes goes to and fro, watching on the children of men. And I'm going to help to deal with you too. Because God puts us as watchmen over his flock. So if we find out you're coming and lying to the people, we're going to pull you aside and say, cut it out. Yes. Cut it out in a very nice and soft way. Cut it out. And if you don't want to cut it, we'll put you out the church. Amen. The Bible says in the last days, ravenous wolves will come. Read the Bible right. Yes. Ravenous wolves. You think you're going to stand up and let a wolf maul you? Who's going to stand up and let a wolf bite you? No. You got to chase the wolf. Get rid of the wolf. Oh my God. In 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 2 or 3. There was a man sleeping with his mother in the church. And he wouldn't change his ways. Paul says, hand him over to Satan. That in the end, his soul might be saved. Let him go get a beating. Don't cover him in prayer. Leave him and he'll come to his senses. So, there must be unity in the church. You work together. We are laborers together with God. I said we're laborers together with God. You're here. God has put me a shepherd. God has given me the vision. But when you work, you're working with God. So when you do your best. The Bible said, do your best. Whatever you do, as unto the Lord. Who gives the reward? It's him. And he is a rewarder. Remember that. Don't forget the God that you serve is not a miser. He's a rewarder. I say he's a rewarder. Who use there's this thing. What do you use, Pastor Cher? Pastor Cher have this thing where they send her rewards. Rakuten. Anyone knows what Rakuten is? Right. You sign up and automatically when you sign, they send you like a rebate check, right? They send you rewards. All of a sudden, you'll see a $20 check show up. Anyone ever got one of those? Or maybe some of you get $100 because you're burning your money online. Right? No, but God is a rewarder. And he's a rewarder of those who will diligently seek him. Those that are consistently working and doing the work of the Lord. Amen? So, Mark 6, verse 7. He called them and he sent them out two by two. Two by two. And give them what? Power over unclean spirit. Just as unity brings blessings, disunity brings curse. Disunity brings frustration. You look at a home that's not, there is no unity between the husband and the wife. There's always confusion. There is confusion because you're not talking enough. You're not communicating. All of a sudden you see little Johnny packing his bag and he's going to have a sleep out. And then when he says, where are you going? Oh, I told mom that I'm going to sleep by Tommy tonight. How come you didn't tell me? Because there's no flow of communication. Right? There's no flow of communication. So in the church, we have to communicate with each other. We have to talk to each other. We have to be responsible. If you're not well, don't stay away from the church. Call. Let somebody know you're not well. Hello? Yes. Hello? Yes. If you're dying, aren't you going to call 911? Yes. But if you refuse to call 911, somebody's going to pick up your body in a couple months. Yes. Or weeks. Because you got to say something. Amen. Good. Now, let's go back to the top verse. He says he called them together and he gave them what? What did he give them? He gave them power and authority. But you're saying, Pastor, I thought that it was on the day of Pentecost that the power came. What this was a foretaste of what would take place on the day of Pentecost. This was not the fullness. This was not the full dose of power. This was a foretaste of the empowerment that they would receive. They went out and they were able to do things because they were sent out to do exactly that. But on the other hand, with Jesus, wherever he went, he could have healed people. Wherever he went, he could have caused things to happen. Why? Because the Spirit of God was on the inside of him. They did not have the Holy Spirit. They did not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But as they were commissioned, and we know that the word that Jesus has, speak, has power. So if the Lord sends you to accomplish a task, it will be accomplished. So that's what this was. This was based on the spoken word of Christ. They were able to do what he said. You track that? Catch that. Catch that. What Jesus said will come to pass. When they wanted to do the Passover, eat the Passover, he said, go, you're going to find a man and tell him that the Lord needs the upper room. He will give it to you. When he needed the donkey to ride on, he said, go, you're going to find a colt tie. I tell him the Lord had need of it. What he did, he spoke it. And when they showed up at the place, it was so. Yeah. So now he said, go heal the sick. So they walked out in faith. Master said it. We're going to go do it. When they went out, what happened? People got healed.
Hey guys, I trust you're enjoying today's sermon and you're being inspired. Would you just go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, maybe even hit the share buttons. Get this word to someone you know that may need it. And also, would you consider becoming a monthly partner with us at Faith Church? We're looking for people with like-minded and like passion that would help us to push the work of God forward. Consider giving a financial contribution to Faith Church to push the vision forward. Let's get back to the program. God bless you.
People got breakthrough. People got deliverance. People got the victory they were waiting for. But what they had to do, they had to follow the instruction that was given to them. I want to tell somebody, get ready to hear that the Spirit of God is going to give you some direction and some things are going to happen. And as you follow through with what he says, great things are going to happen in your life. So, what did he give them here? He gave them exousia. Exousia is you having the right. You having the right to operate. So you see the word power there. It's we often, when we think of power, we think of dunamis power. But here we see two words. He give them power and he give them authority. He give them power because he spoke it, they went out and it happened. But the second one is the authority of the believer, which is exousia. Now, you have meaning, you have the right to use the name of Jesus. You have right to the power of the name of Jesus. Now, if you're not in Christ, you don't have this power. Every believer has exousia. Every believer has the right to the name of Jesus. It says, in my name, you shall cast out devils. Right? In my name, you shall heal the sick. It cannot be done in your name, but in the name. Why? Because the authority has been given. He said, all authority has been given to me. Matthew 28. All authority has been given to me. Now, go. What he said? Go and make disciples of all nations. Because all authority was given to him when he died, buried, and resurrected from the dead. What he did? He stripped the authority away from the devil and he gave it to the church. I want you to understand, church, you got the right to pray for somebody and see them get healed. Yes. You got the right to cast out demons on your job. You got the right to cast out demons in your house. Yes. If you're 10 or you're 50, you got the right. Once you are in Christ, he has given you access to the power of his name. Yes. Amen. So stop acting weak. Stop acting helpless. Stop walking like you're depending only when you come to church on Sunday. No, you got to be powerful all week. You got to be powerful all week. When the devil show up in your house, you cast him out. Because you have authority. What do you have?
Authority.
Who has authority? All right, I'm going to preach it one more time till everybody get it. You guys want me to do that? Let me see. Who has authority? You see how quick most of you put up your hand? You don't want me to say the same thing twice. But we have authority. So walk as the authority in the earth. You are representations of the kingdom of God. The Bible calls you an ambassador of Christ. You're an ambassador, meaning the full power of heaven is behind you. So he called them and he gave, because if he didn't give them the right, they couldn't function. So exousia says you having the right. Now you have jurisdiction. Wherever God has put you or planted you, you that's your jurisdiction. For instance, you don't see the people, the cops in Mount Vernon giving tickets in New York City, even though it's a couple blocks. There's a line somewhere. Where's the line? By 243rd or something. You don't see them come, even if you park your car sideways. You don't see Mount Vernon police come in because they have no authority. They don't have right. If they come over here, all the power of their badge fade. They're out of jurisdiction. You understand that? They're not functioning out. So now, as children of God, you have been given in the earth. In the earth. So it doesn't matter what part of the earth you go. It doesn't matter what part. If you go to Africa, you got jurisdiction. If you go to India, you can function over there. Wherever God will send you. Now, don't go on your own now. Did you understand that? Yeah. Don't go on your own. Because where God wants you, he's going to situate you there. And the anointing and the grace that he give you will function there. So don't go try functioning where other people are functioning. It look like great miracles are happening. You're going to go and leave with your mouth open. All right? Good. Let me share this with you. So old Robert started his university. And at the commissioning of the university, Billy Graham was there. Billy Graham helped him to commission. Now, we don't really see Billy Graham and old Roberts in the same light. Because one was a healing minister and one was a salvation minister, right? And after a while, as a group of friends came to Billy and said, Billy, you know what? Just like oil started a university, we want to start a Billy Graham University. That sounds like a great idea. They can raise up evangelists. They could teach people to go do missions. So they got the land. They got all the funding for the university. And when it was time for Billy to sign, he says, no, the Lord did not call me over there. Even though everything was prepared, he said, I did not see that in my ministry. And they didn't. Today there's no Billy Graham University, but yet there is Billy Graham Evangelistic Ministry. You understand me? So you got to know your jurisdiction and stay within it. So when you receive exousia or your authority, you have the power to rule. You have the power to rule. You have the power to rule over spirits. God didn't give you power to rule over man. Watch that. Watch that. Don't ever use the power of God to rule over people. You are not, you don't have that right. I say you don't have that right. All you who like to rule and manipulate people, that's a wicked spirit functioning in you, child of God. That's not a fruit of the spirit. There's no fruit of the spirit that's called manipulation. A lot of women manipulate their husbands. Get rid of that. You curse that demon and tell him to leave you alone. Ouch. Ouch. Don't preach like that, Pastor. Yeah, it's true. You got to expose spirits. You got to expose spirits. Expose spirits. Because those spirits become common today. Hello? Those spirits become common. Let me go high and talk to you. Those spirits become common in marriages. When young men get married, they lose their voice. Many. Yes. Many. Who's the boss? She's the boss. No, she's not the boss. God put you as the ruler of your house. Yes. He looks to you. The man is the head of the house. Yes. Oh, we don't like this kind of preaching. Shut up, Pastor. I'm going to talk more. Yes. Because that's what the Bible says. Yes. The man is the glory. Yes. Of the. He's not the abuser of the family. He's to still honor his wife. But it must be submission in the family. Are you with me? Amen. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. I thought the men would have said amen, but it's okay. I like these men. They're so humble. God bless them. This time they're shouting, squeeze, it's true, Pastor. Dominion. You got dominion. You have the power to control things. To have dominion is the ability to control. A king in his domain, he is the one in charge. So now you have the ability to be in charge of your territory. Be in charge of your house. Be in charge of your life. Because many people, before they come to Christ, they were manipulated by demons and spirits. They were not even in control of their own outcomes. But I want to tell you, when you come into Christ, you receive authority that you can point your life in the way of God. And you can live as the righteousness of God. You can live as set apart of God. You can live as the favored of God. You can live as the blessed man or woman that you are. Because you have what? Dominion. Did you see that? You have dominion. Tell somebody, look at them, say, you have dominion. You have the power to rule, amen? And you have the power to control. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't let the devil control outcomes. Don't let spirits control outcomes. Don't let people infiltrate and bring the outcome they desire. No, you stand tall knowing that you've been given exousia. What you've been given? Exousia. Exousia, you've been given authority. You have the right to use the name of Jesus. Now Jesus said to them in Acts 1:8, you shall receive what? You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. What happens? You shall receive what? power. And the word power there is the word dunamis. Where now you have the ability to produce. Remember the first part was because Jesus sent them out and he gave them the authority. And based on the spoken word, they were able to work miracles. But now Jesus is saying, I'm going to the Father. And there's another level that's about to come. There is another level and another dimension. The Holy Ghost is at work among you, but he said the Holy Ghost is going to come and live in you. And when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, Acts 1:8, you shall receive what? You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses to me. Stop right there. He's saying, when you become immersed, when you've been covered, when you've been clothed with the power that comes from heaven, you're going to be able to speak to sickness on demand. You're going to be able to deal with demons on demand. And you're going to be able to see things change. You know the enemy is afraid of you? The enemy is afraid of you, but you don't know who you are. That you don't know who you are. And we're busy fighting a man that's afraid of us. We're busy fighting who's afraid of us. Now the enemy is presumptuous. But not the fact that he's presumptuous doesn't change the fact that he knows who you are. He knows who. Why you think he fight that you didn't get saved? Because he don't want you to walk in power and exercise authority over his kingdom. But my God, he says you're going to receive power and you're going to be able to change situation. So now, Acts 1:8 happened in chapter 2. That was the promise. Now chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, they were what? Waiting and praying in the upper room. And the Bible says, then the Holy Spirit came suddenly. How? Suddenly there was a sound. There was a what? There was a sound. A sound from heaven. Two. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. And as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they appeared to them what? Divided tongues as fire. One sat on each of them. And they were all what? Filled. They were all what? They were all what? Filled with what? Anger, rage, malice. No, the Bible says they were full or filled with the Holy Spirit. Meaning they were immersed. Just like you're baptized in water, you can then have a second baptism. You can be immersed into the Holy Ghost where now you are covered in the Spirit. Yeah. And you're now operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you will see manifestations of power. Acts chapter 3, the same Peter now. Peter and John, watch it, it's two of them, still unity. The Holy Spirit does not come to isolate. You see that? The Holy Spirit did not isolate the disciples, but two of them went up to prayer. When they got up to prayer, they saw a man sitting at the gate of Beautiful. When they look at the man was expecting them. The man said, oh, they're going to give me some money. They're like, he was probably seeing all kind of coins. But they looked at him and they said, silver we don't have and gold we don't have. But in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the Bible says immediately strength hit his body. The man was born lame. The man was born lame and he was carried there every day to beg. But what changed it? The power of the Holy Ghost. So this power is now the word dunamis. The word dunamis, where miraculous things will happen. You're able to work miracles. Can I tell you this is for all of you? Amen. You got to start exercising it though. Amen. I say you got to start exercising it. Amen. The hardest thing is to start. So the next time you hear somebody is sick, you try it. You say, can I pray for you? And you put your hand on their shoulder. Don't go touching their head, right? Just say in the next. You ask, can I touch you? Can you go touch me? Like, are you touching me? Right? Can I touch you? Say yes. And you pray for them in the name of Jesus. Or you take their hand and you say, in the name of Jesus, I pray your body be healed. I command your heart to be healed. Or if they have a headache, I rebuke every headache in the name of Jesus. I command headache to go. Who has given you authority?
Jesus.
Who has given you authority?
Jesus.
Isn't Jesus the name above every other name?
Yes.
Do you think Jesus can do what he said he would do?
Yes.
So he said, in my name, you shall cast out demons. Many people got all kinds of sickness, but it's demons in their body. Spirits torment people with sickness. When you get rid of the spoiled man, the strong man, you spoil his goods. Right? You get rid of the strong man, and then you take back the person. That's what it means. You spoil his goods, you take back the person for God, and then you will usher them into the victory of the Lord. Amen? So dunamis is the miraculous of God. And he has given you power to work the dunamis. Now, dunamis means you have ability to perform, power to achieve by applying the Lord's inherent ability. So the ability is not from you, the ability is from God. But he has given the authority so you can function. Amen? You can function. Oh my God. No, this is the one I love. As well as the power inherent in a person or thing by virtue of its nature. Nature. Meaning you were born with the thing. You were born with it. So what this says, when you get saved, you're now a child of God. You get born again. It's within you now to work the works of God. It's within you as a result of your new nature. Because the Bible says old things are, all things are become, and all things are of God, who has what? Been redeeming the world through Jesus Christ, right? So now what is functioning in you, a child of God, it is natural, or it should at least be natural, for us to pray and see outcomes. For us to pray and see things happen. And even when you go and witness, it gives you a level of authority to go and witness freely, knowing that you've been given authority, knowing that you've been given power to redeem men. He says, whose sins you ever say is forgiven, it shall be forgiven. Why? Because he has given you his nature. God has given you his nature. So the people, you know, some people you think you can't talk to them. The moment you open your mouth, you will see that they're ready to hear you. They're ready to hear you because you have authority. But what? If you don't walk knowing who you are, you can't exercise the authority that is yours. Amen? Now, Peter and John, they said to the man, in the name of Jesus, what? Rise up and walk. And the Bible says the man got up. And the man went leaping and dancing in the temple. Now, that's in the Bible. But look here, that lady came with chest pain. She's been having it for months. For months. She's been going to the doctor. Her blood work is good. What happened? We prayed for her. Last week, the pain left. She came back this week. Is the pain there?
No.
Is the pain there? No. It's gone. Why? Because I walk in the authority that I was given. I don't question it. It doesn't matter how big the case is. I'm not questioning it. Don't question it. Leave it up to God. And you cast out that spirit. Jesus didn't say he's going to cast out demons. He says you will cast out demons. He didn't say he's going to heal the sick. He said you will heal the sick. Are you tracking? So I'm looking at some healers here. He said he gave them the ability to cure diseases. Amen. To cure diseases. You got the cure. Amen. I heard a testimony today. I think his name is Gene Bailey. And Gene Bailey said he was diagnosed with hepatitis C. And you know how dangerous of a disease that is. If you get hepatitis C, you know you're going to die soon. Right? So he went. And he did the test, everything. They say you have it, blah, blah, blah. Then they call him for some other tests. But in the meanwhile, he went to his dad. And this was when he was an old man. Well, he's in his 60s now. He was already a grown man, I should say. He went to his dad. And his dad prayed a very simple prayer. And his dad said, Lord, we're not going to have this. Simple as that. He says, Lord, we are not going to have this. What that man knew was his authority. He knew his authority that he could speak to the mountain. He didn't go kick the mountain. He spoke to the mountain of hepatitis C. So Gene said, he's not hearing from these people. He's not hearing from the doctor. So he calls the doctor's office. When he calls, he said, I was supposed to hear from you guys in my result. The lady said, hold on, let me pull up your files. When they pull up the files, he had no hepatitis C. But what if the daddy did not exercise his authority? And they left it alone. The devil would have had his way. You got to become interceptors of the powers of God. Don't forget the devil's role. It's to steal. It's to kill. And it's to destroy. It don't matter how nice he dress up. He's still the destroyer. He's still the thief. And he's still the killer. He's going to kill your destiny. And he's going to do everything within his power to do exactly that. But the Bible said, they that know their God, they shall be strong. And the strength doesn't come from you. The strength comes from the Holy Spirit. I say the strength comes from the Holy Spirit. And it's time we walk in the authority. Understand who you are. When you come to church and you see people get healed, let it make your faith arise so that you can go do something. Now, Jesus gave them the authority and he gave them the power. Let's look at verse 2. Luke chapter 9, verse 2. He did something after he gave it to them. You see, too many times we come to church and we store up. What is stored energy called? Potential. We store up potential energy, right? But look what Jesus did. He said, take what I've given you. He said, he sent them to take the power, take the authority, go and use it. He sent them. He said, now Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, whatever all the name. He said, all 12 of you, go heal some sick. Go preach. You got power now? Go preach. Go witness. Go tell somebody about the love of God. Go tell somebody that the kingdom of God has come. He didn't say, store it up and wake up every morning. Shama, mama, mama, shama, maka, shama, shama, ha, ha, ha. That's all you're doing. All day. But yet, you see somebody dying with sickness, and you say, let me pray for you. You won't say, you know somebody's on their way to hell and in destructive living. And you won't say, brother, Jesus loves you and he has made a way out of this lifestyle for you. Some of you never even witnessed to your family members. Some of you, your relatives love you because you don't tell them about Jesus. They love you. And all you want to do is to be loved. I want to be loved. You want to be loved. But he said, many will hate you for my sake. I hate you for my sake. My sake. It's okay if that happens. You know why? Because you're in God's perfect will. You're preaching. You're administering healing. Hey, the life of a believer is not smooth. I said the life of the believer is not smooth. After they healed this man, you know what happened next? They got arrested. Ooh. No, so I'm not going to pray. And I'm not going to preach. Because I don't want to get arrested. Listen to me. If you get arrested for God, you have your rewards coming in greater and more amazing way. There's a man by the name of Rodney Howard Brown. When COVID started, he said, I will not close my church. Pull up the mugshot for me. Rodney Howard Brown, mugshot. Year 2020. Down in Florida. Remember, only essential services could have been open, right? He said his church is essential. His church is essential. Because if they shut the church down, people are going to go on drugs because they're going to get isolated. They're going to become lonely. They're going to get depressed. You know how much depression went up by in New York City alone? In COVID? He refused to close the church. Guess what? They came and they arrested him. They arrested him, and he was the first preacher. He became news. When you see his face, you're going to recognize him. He became news. But guess what? God has a way of turning every evil around for good. The same sheriff, that honored him a couple weeks ago, give him like some grade because they're a big church in Tampa, Florida. You see that man there? Look like a criminal, right? None of you want to be next to that man. Guess what he said? He said right before they took the picture, he was smiling, but he did the face for the mugshot. He said, you want mugshot? Take mugshot. Send me around the world. Send me. That's one of the most powerful churches in America. The River Church. Massive move of God. Since COVID, they've been having church. They're up to like, I don't know, 17 or 18 or 1900 nights in a row. In a row. They haven't stopped. And breakthrough upon breakthrough, miracle upon miracle. We just gave them $1,000 2 weeks ago to preach this gospel because they're reaching people all around the world. He just came off of a 300-city tour. 300 cities preaching the gospel and getting people fired up for God. Now, whoever's in the back, find the mugshot. Find the picture with him and the sheriff. The same sheriff that honored him. Same sheriff came and what? Arrested him. But guess what? The same sheriff that honored him before, then arrested him, had to come back and apologize to him. Amen. They with him, sheriff with the cup. Let's find that one. It's hilarious. Listen to me. When you do the work of God and you get opposition, you know what that tells you? You're doing the right thing.
Yes.
You're doing the right thing. Amen. Keep going. Don't give up. Peter and John says, we'd rather to obey Jesus than to obey man. Because we've seen him heal the sick. We've seen him raise the dead. We've seen him feed the hungry. We've seen him clothe the naked. We've seen him reach out like nobody else have reached out. So don't try to silence us. You're going to try, but you can't do it. Because greater is he that is in me. And Jesus said, I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So we're going to keep preaching and we're going to keep demonstrating. But I want you all this week. This is your challenge. You got exousia. You got dunamis. And I want you to go out and work it. I want you to go out and work it. Find somebody and pray for them. Where is that sister? Oh, Sister Burns. You see Sister Burns? Stand, Sister Burns. Stand up. Look at her. Always so quiet and cool. This lady walks the street and pray for people. She walks the street and pray with people. Now, let me tell you, look. She used to hang out with somebody named Pastor Rena. And Pastor Rena would pray for people everywhere. So it looked like the same anointing rub off on her. Anywhere she go, she's praying for people. Birds of a feather flock together. The people you hang around, you can likely become like that. But you see, it's so simple. She said she prayed for a man and his wife that was having trouble. She prayed for them and after she passed back, things are good. You understand me? She prayed for a man that had cancer, right? The man got healed. You understand me? So, look here. That's the sheriff. The same sheriff. There's one with a cup. I want you guys to find that one. But that's the same man. The same man came back and honored him. Listen, when the enemy think that he's going to put you on a shame bench, the Bible says whatever is meant for evil, God is able to turn it around for a good. Who's good? You're good. Amen. Who's promotion? God don't need no promotion. I said God don't need no promotion. God don't need no elevation. He's the name above every other name. He said, if I'm hungry, I'm not going to tell him to just eat. You don't have to give him his daily bread. He give you his daily bread. So work the works of God. Know that you have the power to rule. Know that you have authority. Have dominion. Because what Adam lost, Jesus came and restored it.
Welcome back, guys. I trust that you enjoyed today's sermon and that you are ready to take action. Don't just hear the word, but put the word to practice. Remember to connect with us on all of our social media platforms. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Threads, TikTok. Just come on over there and follow us. And remember to subscribe to this channel so that you'll get your notifications every time we either go live or we upload new content. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for those that are watching right now. I pray, Lord, that you'll touch them and you will encourage them. I pray as they've heard the word, they will take action in Jesus' name and their lives will never be the same. Amen.